Hey, sports fans, good morning. And like I say every Saturday morning, good morning, Savannah and the Lowcountry. It's the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. It's all right here on Facebook Live. Can't get the Twitter Live to work. Can't get the Instagram Live to work. I practiced last night, got here, you know, live, I guess, streaming, you would call, instead of live radio. Yes, I'm heard every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, ESPNCoastal.com. But due to the Savannah Mall being closed because of the coronavirus, I had to find another way to do it. So I said, let's do Facebook Live. And, you know, of course, I had to get my cohort joining me today. And we're 6 feet away. You see him there in the far background wearing his 912 shirt. He'll get to that in a second. Of course, it's the AD, Chad Griffin. So hopefully you'll stick with us for about an hour. We're at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. Rocky's is doing pickup, takeout, call ahead. Come here, pick it up. Go to SavannahTakeout.com, order it there. They'll bring it to you. We got to support our local businesses. We got to be Savannah strong. And we got to thank Specialty Sports for our T-shirts. And over to the AD. He's going to tell us all about it.
Yes, you see, we talked about it. 912, heard you guys last week, you and Charlie, talking about it a good bit, along with Fleet Feet.
Mike Nadal.
Yeah, Mike Nadal. You know, support local businesses, 912. Big thanks to Sierra from Specialty Sports getting us these shirts. There we go. Support the 912 local businesses. Man, we're so privileged to be in Savannah and live here and have great support, you know, of Rocky's Deli. There's so many others that need your business. You know, take out, get something. Hey, I know I've been at home for a week with my kids, cooking three meals a day. I'm done with that. So I'm glad to get out and support local businesses and find the places you love and go out there and support them.
I mean, it's just a great cause. And 912 through Specialty Sports and Celebrity Tees. And then we got Savannah Strong through Mike Nadal, Fleet Feet, Savannah. They teamed up together. So these are running stores, or these are sports stores. And don't forget about how to run out there, way out there at I-95. Not way out there. Mark, I'm only joking, okay? I mean, you're from Jersey. You're way out there. But anyway, Mark Cameron, the store manager, you know, Philip Howe, Pam Howe does a great job. But all the running stores are coming together, Chad. And, you know, when we get into times of a crisis or we need each other, sports helps us out. And I don't care what anybody says. Right now, there is no sports. I don't know if you know this, but March 12th was the date that sports ended, the NCAA March Madness. So, you know, we haven't had sports for 2 weeks, but people are coming together. They're running. Of course, they have that social distancing 6 feet rule. So, I mean, it's great to see people coming together.
It is. You know, we talked about this a lot. The world of sports in general has played the healer over time. You know, I really, in my lifetime, you think about 9/11 more than anything else. And you look at all the events after 9/11 in the sporting world, helped this country heal in so many different ways. It didn't matter what background you came from, what nationality, it didn't matter. The sports world was there to heal. And now we believe and we look at the sports world took the lead of, hey, not putting people together. We talked about this, you know, the other week where the NCAA tournament itself, between 700,000 and 1 million people would have been in venues together, right? And that's just the NCAA tournament. You think about NBA, you think about hockey. Man, my heart broke yesterday with the opening day of Major League Baseball and what that should have been and could have been. And but this is worldwide. This is not just us, you know. I'm a big soccer guy. So the Premier League and all these leagues that are shut down. And I got a good friend, Vincent Whalen. He's a vice president at JCB. He's a big Liverpool guy. And first time in 30 years, they're so far ahead in the Premier League of winning the cup. They're talking about, are they going to avoid the season now, even though they're up? I got like 25, 30 points clear of everybody. And, you know, you hate it for those fans. Well, the things that not concluded would just be void and not count anymore. So, but hey, we're going to talk about sports this morning. We're going to talk about, a little bit about high school and just dab into everything of what society looks like. And we don't hope this becomes a new norm by any means, but we're going to have to deal with what is a new norm for now.
And like I said, every week, I usually do a two-hour show. I'm down to an hour just to keep it short and sweet. This is the opener. It's the coach and AD, Calvary AD, Chad Griffin, the coach, Carl DeMasi, Carl DeMasi Sports Report. We're going to go into the Georgia High School Association announcement yesterday. We're going to talk about the high school seniors that you know what, April 24th, are we going to have a season? Are we not going to have a season? And like I say every week, I always have my Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic athlete of the week. This young man, his senior year at Georgia College, he was a standout baseball player at South Effingham, went to South Georgia, did his 2 years at South Georgia, up at Georgia College, the Bobcats. Unbelievable senior year, 15 games, batting 400. I mean, he was having an unbelievable year. It's a senior year. And then they say, okay, we got to stop. Division II stopped it, and that's Casey Brown. Of course, good friend of mine, Kevin Brown, AD over at Woodville Tompkins. But I want to see how he feels about it. Let's talk to a kid that's in college. It's a senior year. Hey, your season over. So that's going to be about 9:30, 9:35, and then it'll close it out. The coach and the AD will take three steps out the door. So as far as the world goes, Chad, we got to mention the coronavirus. I know we hear and we watch all these sports shows, and they want to talk about the greatest movies, the greatest players, the greatest announcers. But you know what? Let's talk sports. I mean, like you said, World War II, okay, World War I, 9/11, sports ended for a day or two. But you know what? We bounced back from it. But I don't think it's ever been where everything shut down. Nah. I mean, World War I, World War II, 9/11, we played. We went on. I coached at St. Andrews in 9/11. Okay, SCISA, the South Carolina Independent State Association, did not cancel a season. St. Andrews was in that league. I had a practice every day. It happened on a Tuesday. I'll never forget. Okay, we had a game on Friday. But I'm telling you what, it brought the school together. But sports didn't end. I don't think we've ever seen where sports just shut down completely. We're going on now 16 days without sports.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never forget. I was an assistant Ben Sark coach at Cecil University in Florida. And we always had the TV on in our office. And I remember watching the news as things were, you know, progressing through, you know, happening on 9/11. And we were playing University of South Florida that day. And so we had to go meet with our administration and staff going, hey, do we play today or not? I mean, there was just this kind of galactic fear of what do we do? What's going on? No one knew what was going to happen in the next 24 hours. So we collectively as an administration said, listen, we're not going to play. We talked as a conference guy. I mean, that was a big deal. I mean, this conference athletics, you got on and as a conference said, listen, we're going to shut everything down today to see what happens. You know, if anything else is progressing out of this, because you didn't know if this was leading to war. You didn't know really what was going on that day. But we made up the game. It stopped for 24 hours. You know, we didn't practice that day. We brought everybody in. We talked to our teams. You know, we made sure that our student athletes, that they didn't have family or anybody that was up there. We wanted to check on them and see what was going on. But then we went to practice the next day. We rescheduled the game. We played it. And life kind of moved on, you know, from that standpoint of a college athlete. But like you're saying, you've got athletics now for 16 days have just been shut down. Nothing whatsoever is going on at any level. You know, I have kids that play youth sports. We got an email yesterday going, hey, we might get back to practice sometime in mid-April. We're going to keep our tournament on the date for April 25th in Columbia, but don't book hotel, don't book anything, because we just do not know when we're going to get to return.
You know, I do an event called Coaches for Curing Cancer. Tim Adams, a couple of years ago, 4 years ago, put together an event to raise money for the cure, lost his nephew to cancer, and I figured, you know, what can I do for this? So I want to do a 5K. Well, it's gone strong. 3 years has been pretty good. This year, we were supposed to do it April 11th. Cancel it, move it back to May 9th. I'm going to keep doing it. Every month, I'll push it back until I do it because that's how I feel. But, you know, it's just, I've never, in my life, and I've been around a long time, back in the day, I've never been a week, a day without sports. And it's been different. But you know what's more important? We got to take care of each other. Okay, social distancing, okay, stay in the house. Okay, you're probably saying, what are you doing at Rockies? I'm here with Chad, okay, Coach Griffin. We're here to support Rockies. Here's a local business that has to keep the doors open, has to do takeout food or delivery to make ends meet so their business doesn't go out. They don't close the door. I don't know how many places I've been to where the door's been shut. Restaurant business, Savannah, Georgia. I mean, the travel spot of the South is Savannah, Georgia, and everything's shut down. It's like a ghost town, downtown Savannah. But people are open. We got to help them out.
And that's where, like, I saw Big Frank last night post the flyover of downtown Savannah, and I was just mesmerized by how it looked. You know, this time of year in the South, especially in Savannah, it is packed out. You know, it's just people everywhere. It's beautiful. And it's still beautiful downtown, just your heart aches for this city, but you also, your heart aches, know what's going on around this country and around this world with people that are suffering, and you know, whether it's financially, whether it's their jobs, whether it's the illness, we know that's going around. And so our goal here is provide an hour of entertainment for you guys, talk about really what's going on in the world, but also get you understanding how important for us is to stay together as a community and just support and love each other. You see it all over social media. That is one thing we talk about. Social media can be such a great platform, and you're seeing it day in and day out, whether it's your local churches, your local organizations. I saw FCA yesterday posting in Pooler about what they were doing with meals. And so, listen, whatever, this is a great time to, you know, yes, we're thinking about ourselves, but it's a great opportunity to look around and what can I do to make this situation better for others.
And if we have people watching, you got a question for us, type in the question, type in the comment. We'll definitely discuss it and try to break it down for you. Georgia High School State Association, the seniors that might not have their season. I mean, you know, Coach, I follow Coach Brandon Collins over at Islands High School. He said it perfect. I mean, you can never take practice lightly. You can never take your game like it might be your last one. And it just so happened for the seniors, class of 2020, this might be their last one without them realizing. So the juniors, the sophomores, the freshmen, hey, this can happen anytime. And you got to be prepared. You got to go out there and play your hardest. Play like it's your last game. I mean, you know, so, I mean, it's just amazing. So,
well, that will take on a, Carl, that'll take on a new meaning.
Right.
It really will. You know, we're writing blogs every day for, you know, at Calvary. And that was kind of my blog, was the day that sports stood still. And I remember being on the field, you know, we were supposed to go to Aquinas the next day and play on that Friday. And I'll never forget, you know, got the email from Georgia High School, a follow-up from Governor Kemp on what was going on. And I was ending girls' practice, starting our guys' practice. And, you know, I got a great coaching staff. Mike Carswell was right there with me. And we said, hey, you know, we got to tell these kids what's going on. We got to tell them that, you know, this could possibly be their last, you know, practice. And that was tough. But you got to remember, they're young adults. They're having to learn what life lessons are all about, and that's what we talk about, how sports is the epitome. It's the last reality show going. It teaches those life lessons of, you know, instant success, instant failure. You got to redeem from that. But like you said, Carl, when we do get back, the understanding and I think the importance of it and just the, you know, how much we're going to appreciate what we have, you know, so much more is going to be 10 times greater than now, because now these kids, student athletes, parents, teachers, coaches have gone through the what if we don't return. You know, they've gone through that now. And you know, they'll have a greater appreciation, I think we will as coaches, of how to embrace that so much more. Our student athletes, I think, will embrace practice so much more, because you don't know when the last one will be. I'm hoping parents will have a greater understanding. I think parents have gotten a great appreciation for teachers this week, that's for sure, of being home with their kids and going, golly, man, these teachers, love them. Thank them for what they do.
All right, well, it's just going to be an hour of Coach Griffin, myself, Chad Griffin, the coach, and AD. Got to thank the people that have been following me since 2010. It's the first time in a long time I haven't been on radio, so I still got to plug those people. And, of course, I'll start off with Calvary Day School. Remember, at Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, and spiritually. I can prove that. My son did go there, and I'm telling you right, spiritually, he grew big time. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision: faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School would consider it a privilege to meet with your family personally. Call Philip Lee, an ex-Cavalier, alumnus of Calvary Day School, head baseball coach. He probably does a lot of things there. But call Philip Lee, the director of admissions, at 2299, right?
Yeah.
2299, and he'll be loved to meet you once this coronavirus lets us get back in the real world. God, you do Coach's Corner.
So Coach's Corner, man, if you've not seen their stuff on social media, like if you've seen them on Facebook, your mouth has to be watering. The ribs and the chicken and everything they posted for just pictures, you're like, I'm going there to eat. So all sports, all the time at Coach's Corner and Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running. And it's no wonder. Sports live music, delicious and abundant pub food. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. Right now, it's all about helping Savannah be Savannah strong. Coach's is open for lunch and dinner, but remember, it's curbside takeout or delivery only. Yesterday, John Harrison and crew had Boston Butts, ribs, chicken on the grill. You can order, all right, all you need from Coach's Corner.
I'll get you that phone number. It got cut off, so I do apologize. Once again, Dr. Bart Weatherington, the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, the man's been a supporter of my show since 2010, since I first started. Remember, if your back hurts and other body part hurts all the time, it makes you mad, the pain drives you crazy, you just want to pick something up and throw it across the room, if you can, well, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is now located in two locations, in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive on Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and in Pula, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So visit the doctor, that's Dr. Bart Weatherington, at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. And we're here at Rockies. Can you be me?
No, I cannot be
you. Cannot be me.
You do that so good. The last part is the best part. I'll do Thompson's, okay. And you do Rockies. I'll go ahead and do Thompson's. So Thompson's
this is, go ahead, do Thompson's first.
Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies. For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies, Thompson's has got you covered. From cleats to caps, the best prices on biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson's Sports Shop. So come in, get equipped at Thompson's Sports Shop, new location, 42 West Montgomery Crossroad, Suite C, in Savannah, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, and seasonal on Saturdays. At locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, everyone is a winner.
And once again, they're closed too. They closed down on Tuesday. When I talked to the guys over there at Thompson's, they'll reopen as soon as this is all over so we can get back. Okay, we're here at Rockies, my favorite place, Italian deli food. You gotta love it, okay? So, yo, you still want some real New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rockies New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road, right here in Savannah, Georgia. We're sitting right in front of it. During this social distancing problem, Rockies New York and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914. On the phone, Kabish. Okay, if you want Rockies New York Deli and Italian catering goods delivered to you, go to SavannahTakeout.com. That's SAVTakeout.com to place the order. Remember, Rockies New York Deli and Italian catering, we ain't New York, we are New York. Forget about it, y'all.
Yeah, there's no way I can do that, man.
I want to see a Southern boy do that.
There's no way I could do it. But it would not be as powerful as you doing it, man. That is straight up the best ever.
So, the best. All right. So, we don't have to worry about a show clock here either. So, we go over. And if you know anything, it's the coaching. It's the coach and the AD, Chad Griffin. We're here live at Rockies New York Deli and Italian Catering. Please, if you want to help out local businesses, they're open for takeout and delivery. Don't forget on Victory Drive. Coach's Corner is open for curbside service, which is takeout and delivery, and coaches will deliver to you. You don't have to worry about going to savtakeout.com, but support our local business. Let's be Savannah strong. I had Mike Nadeau on last week from Fleet Feet Savannah. He's teamed up with Specialty Sports. Mike Nadeau, I got to find the girl's name. I do apologize, Mike. If you're watching, you want to send me a message, let me know who the lady is that you work with, because we know Specialty Sports and Fleet Feet Savannah are teaming together. I'll stand up. I'm the Italian guy with a little green on. I'm a little Irish today. Well, there's green in the Italian flag. And, of course, I miss my mother-in-law, Maureen Annunziata, but it's really Maureen Russell, the Irish lady in my family. But, once again, 912 strong, Savannah strong. I got the green one. It's the only one that would fit. And then Chad's wearing that 912, what kind of, we call it, a breathable shirt?
Yeah, a little dry fit.
Dry fit, there we go.
So. Super comfy. All right, lightweight, great for as we getting ready to get into, 85 degrees here in Savannah. Love this weather. I tell you, you walk outside and you're it's like you really, if you're outside, it's not doom and gloom. It is beautiful out here.
It's unbelievable, and we're having a lot of fun. And we are 6 feet apart. We are social distancing. But I figured I want to do this outside. I didn't want to do it in my house. So next week we'll hop over somewhere else if we can, and we'll bring you the call at the Massey Sportsport. And if the AD is available, he has to check with the boss first, of course. Sherry. So we'll see what happens with that. But let's get to our second segment, which everybody is worried about here in Savannah, Georgia. Georgia High School State Association. Governor Brian Kemp came on air, said public schools are shut down to April 24th, which means April 27th would be the starting day. It would be a Monday. And of course, usually, which Chad can tell you because he's from Calvary Day School, the private schools follow. And Georgia High School State Association, this man is a rep for the Class A private schools, the small schools. So he can fill you in a lot more give you a lot more information than I can because he goes to the meetings. So Georgia High School State Association, they were supposed to come out yesterday with an announcement when they plan on starting up everything, what's going to happen with the seasons. Fill us in there, buddy.
Well, you know, from Governor Kemp's announcement the other day, Georgia High School immediately followed that up with an email saying they would follow Governor Kemp's edict and basically keep all athletics, practices, anything that is organized activities suspended through April 24th. Now, you know, from a school perspective, you know, we don't have to follow public schools, but normally we do. But here's the deal. No matter if private schools go back early or not, earlier, because, you know, Chatham County is looking out for, how many students in Chatham County?
42,000.
Yeah, 42,000 students. You know, private schools probably, obviously don't make up that number. So our numbers are a little bit different from that. But the biggest thing from that perspective is even if we did go back, we couldn't have any organized practices or anything until exactly what Georgia High School says, since we're a member of that association. So no one can do anything at least through the 24th. Now, you know, talking to athletic directors around the state, the biggest thing that we have talked about is if, you know, Georgia High School and you know their hearts, you know what Robin Hines and those guys, like, they do not want to cancel high school sports. It's the last thing they want to do. They understand how important athletics is to these seniors. They understand how important it is to communities, how it can be the healer. They get that and understand it. They will only do things based on data and probably what they're told to do as well. You know, they do not want to cancel it. They have said that. They've said that to us as athletic directors. You know, but they will do what is the right thing to do for the safety of student athletes. Now, let's look at some scenarios. They ask all the ADs, hey, give us scenarios. So there was about 22 pages of documents of, you know, what are some things, how things could happen or look down the road if we did get to go back, depending on timing. All right, so now we're looking at April 24th. Well, state playoffs would have started for basically every sport now in the spring, if you look at that date. So, hey, let's just be honest. You know, your area or region games are probably going to be out the door, if you want to be honest about it. And so now what are scenarios that can happen for state playoffs if we do get to do that from that standpoint? A lot of ideas were posted about, hey, we're going to put – you know, golf, tennis, track, that's a little bit different. You know, they can go off, you know, times, they can go off different things. They can, you know, you have mile split with track that you could take those times if they've already ran the meets and put those into a state meet. Or they might be able to do just an area tournament one day and do things. But for everybody else, you're probably looking at going straight into state playoffs, which is a scenario that could happen. And so we talked about, you know, putting everybody in a bracket. You know, this is just ideas. All right, this is not Georgia High School saying this. This is just ideas that have been, you know, sent in. Hey, you could bracket everybody out. Take baseball, soccer, lacrosse, which is your three team sports in the spring, and put everybody in a massive bracket, kind of like NCAA style. You know, no one classification has more than probably 65 schools in it. So you can easily do a bracket, you know, and Max Preps, if you go to maxpreps.com, you can look at every classification in the state of Georgia, and they already have rankings for it, for every sport. So you could go through the classification, and you could do a ranking. You could do a bracket based out of Max Preps, the games that have been played. Now, is it a perfect scenario? No, it's not. You know, could stats be a little bit skewed depending on who plays right now? Yeah, sure they could. Right? But at the end of the day, I don't think you go, hopefully, we would not hear grumbling out of anybody, any athletic administrators, any coaches saying this is not fair or they don't like where they're seated. I think at this point, everybody just be happy to play. Even if it's a single elimination, you get possibility of one game. All right? You know, being a single elimination bracket, maybe get one game in. I think every senior, every parent, every coach would be happy just for that one opportunity to get back and play that game for your senior, whether you win or lose. Because I think the perspective of what we have now on the boards of athletics has changed. All right? It's not so much about winning right now. It's about getting kids back, and you understand the social interaction in boards of athletics. I think that's why Georgia High School keeps on pushing that, you know, that line farther and farther back, because they don't want to come out and just say it. Now, if they have to, here's some other options, Carl. You know, we've ADs around the state. Trust me, we're not just sitting at home twiddling our thumbs during this break. I promise you. You know, Metro Atlanta ADs, ADs in South Georgia, ADs in Athens, Albany, across the state. We communicate with each other constantly because that's our job as athletic administrators, is trying to find what is the best scenario for our student athletes. So we've talked, maybe we can, if Georgia High School comes out and says, listen, we are not going to be able to hold state championships for these sports, all right? And they cancel stuff, all right? Now, will that allow us to maybe by geography hold our own? Okay, we've talked about, you know, Kevin Petrosky from Athens Academy and I and others have talked about, well, maybe we hold a Class A private state championship, all right? Maybe public holds it. Maybe just do it by geography. Hey, South Georgia. All right, they do it. Hey, Metro Atlanta, listen, this is what you also got to understand. Metro Atlanta is going to drive this decision. The reality is you have 4.5 million people in Atlanta. Okay, everybody else is kind of, no one's another massive metro place outside of Atlanta. So that's really probably going to drive this decision. So if it gets back to where, hey, you can do things based on your geography, maybe we can do stuff here in South Georgia. You know, maybe Athens area can do stuff. Albany can do stuff. Macon can do stuff, depending on that. Now, the biggest thing, or then, hey, we probably have to go by CDC regulations.
Of course.
Because they talked about the May 8th date. And so, listen, parents, if we do get to go back and we do get to play a game and you can't attend, but we can broadcast it, is that okay with you? Would you be happy with that?
Well,
you
know, I mean, once again, you're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sportsport. We're streaming, or we're going Facebook Live. We are on Twitter now live, so it's starting to work. This is the first time we're doing it. Man knows what he's talking about. But I'm telling you right now, pro sports, of course, college sports, you want all the people to get there. That's how you make your money. But high school is pure. If my son was still in high school and he was a senior, I would want to play the game, even if I couldn't go there. And like Chad said, I mean, Calvary, Islands, Effingham County, you name the schools in the area, St. Andrews, they can broadcast their games. We're doing it right now on Facebook Live, exactly. On Twitter Live. I mean, I would say yes in a minute, Chad. But like you said, the Center for Disease Control, we got to keep the kids far apart. You know, me being a baseball fanatic, you being a soccer fanatic, the kids are going to come in contact. The kids are going to be close. So when we get the get-go, we could do this in high school sports. We need to push this. And you know what? I'd love to see it. I'd watch every video. I'd line up 10 computers across my table if I could watch all the games here that could be played in high school sports.
And I think that's...
And you could do track and everything else.
You could. I think that's the social media aspect of today's broadcasting. Anybody, you know, you could have any representative broadcasting game live on Facebook. We broadcast games before on Twitter. You know, and everybody, this is the great thing about social media.
Hey, you let me do a playoff game.
Yeah, we done a playoff game last year with baseball. We did that live.
The volleyball team last year, when they were, what, it was their third straight, I got to do a game.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the great thing about social media now is, hey, if you can't be there live, but you're a student athlete, could go play, man, I know you would give that up to let your son or daughter play one more game. And that is the great thing about technology today that hopefully will allow us to do that.
All right, we got to take a little time out here, catch our breath. So final advice or final words about this whole Georgia High School State Association or high school sports playing? Because we got Skeezer, we got Giza, we got GAPS now.
Just stay patient. I mean, you know, that April 24th date is almost a month away. What I would recommend to you student athletes out there is stay fit, stay in shape, because if you do get to come back and play, your fitness is going to be important. I know that every school you see it on social media is posting workouts to do each day. You have to keep a base level of fitness if you want to go back out there and play. Get in your backyard, take cuts, throw, keep your arm live. You know, soccer, get out and run. Track, get out and run. Tennis, there's so many. Find a ball in a wall. You know, that, yeah. I mean, lacrosse, same thing.
Hey, how about the kid on the internet? I don't know if it was Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. He had a stick going across his shoulders and had two big tires on it.
I saw that.
He didn't have the weights at home, yeah. But he, you know, good old Rocky, let's chop that wood. I mean, just a great story right there. So, all right, we got Casey Brown waiting on the wings. We're going to try awesome. And do this. We're going to try and get him on the phone. We're going to hopefully hear it. Casey Brown, South Effingham High School, standout baseball player. Unbelievable academic student. You want to talk about a fine example of a student athlete?
Yes.
Talk to Casey Brown. Went to South Georgia, played his 2 years there. Now he's up at Georgia College and State. I'm just going to go to Georgia College. The Bobcats. Unbelievable senior year. 15 games in. Georgia College is 13-2. Division two is over. So, and just so I got to send out a couple words here. Senior, Sanford at Calvary, played with Dom. Hurt his knee, Sanford. Am I saying it right?
It's about Sanford, Alabama.
No, he played football at Calvary. Hurt his knee his senior year with Dom. Sanford, big lineman. Well, I lost his post. He said he lost his senior year to an injury.
Okay.
Big guy. Okay. Well, I lost his name on my list, but anyway, he said
Chad Sanford.
There you go.
Chad Sanford. Yeah.
You know me. I mess up. Well, you know, I'm the old guy.
He's a big Jaguars fan.
You know, and he made a comment here. He lost his senior year because of injuries, and it really can't say what he said on air. It wasn't fun. Also, my brother in New York, Pat. Demasi,
hey,
whatever you say.
Hey, think about you guys.
Great, and my brother James is watching now. It's a family affair.
Awesome.
But he said, go out and get a gift card. Go out and gift card to a local business that's open, and that shows you support too. So great, great job, Patrick. I really do appreciate
that.
Great idea. So we got Kevin Brown looking in. We're going to have his son, Casey Brown, on in a couple minutes. But once again, we got to thank the people that have been supporting the call, Demasi Sports Report, for a long time. Also supporting ESPNCoastal.com in this time. You know, so we got to thank everybody for doing that. I usually am on Saturday mornings on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton at ESPNCoastal.com. They're still on the radio. Just couldn't get into the Savannah Mall because it was closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. So remember, let's go out there and support the sponsors. I'm going to start right here where we are. Yo, you still want some New York deli and Italian food? Bada bing. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open at 7630 Skidaway Road right here in Savannah, Georgia. And we're here. We're doing social distancing. They're taking takeout orders. Call 912-354-2914. 912-354-2914. Come get a New York hero, a sub, you know, whatever you want to call it. There's cannolis. There's black and white cookies. I mean, there's unbelievable sandwiches. I love the breakfast sandwich, the sunrise.
I get a roast beef every time. That's the only thing. I mean, everything's great, but every time I go into order, I have to get the same thing. The roast beef with the mozzarella and bacon is the best sandwich I've ever had in Savannah.
He gets the number one. So remember, during the social distancing problem, Rocky's New York Deli will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914 or on the phone, Kabish, for a delivery. Go to SavannahTakeout.com, SAVTakeout.com. Order yourself a sandwich. It'll be delivered to you. Place that order. Help Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering out. Remember, we ain't New York. We are New York, okay? It's Thompson Sporting Goods, okay? They're closed, but I got to still plug them.
Yeah, Thompson's, Justin, those guys over there, they've been at it for years and years, and they're just great, great people. For over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies, Thompson's got you covered. From cleats to caps and the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, and yes, football too. Every season starts at Thompson Sports Shop. So come get equipped at Thompson Sports Shop, new location, 42 West Montgomery Crossroads, Suite C in Savannah. All right, we know that they're currently closed. Hey, they hope to be back. They'll be back open when everything gets back to the new norm. Okay, but go see them. When they do return, they'll be open Monday through Friday, 9:36, and seasonal on Saturdays, at locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, where everyone is a winner.
And don't forget Calvary Day School, not because of Chad Griffin, but because they've been with me since day one because they believe in what I believe. Let's get some more info out on our local students. And that's what it's about. It's about our local students. Right now, we can't do that. But, you know, we got to get the word out there. So at Calvary Day School, we want our students to be fully equipped and on the cutting edge of academics, making a difference in our world. Your child will grow academically, physically, socially, spiritually. At Calvary, it is so good to say we are one school with one mission and one vision. Faith, academics, excellence, and building champions through Christ. Calvary Day School considered a privilege to meet with your family personally with a Cavalier alum, the baseball coach, that's Philip Lee, great guy, and he's the director of admissions. Give them a call when we can go back and visit place at 351-2299, 351-2299. And once again, another local eatery is open, and that's Coach's Corner.
Well, I'm going to plug one more thing.
Go ahead.
For a lot of your private schools, what they are doing is coming up with virtual tours. Okay, so if you can't go there and visit, I know a lot of schools are doing this. We did one this week. So you'll be able to go to calvarydayschool.com and probably other schools as well. Hey, you can go to Calvary Day School at time, and you'll be able to see a virtual tour through Calvary itself. All right, so Coach's Corner, like I said in the previous one, if you've not gone on their Facebook post and see the massive smokers full of ribs and chicken, then you're missing it. At Coach's Corner, it's all sports all the time. That's Coach's Corner in Thunderbolt. Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running, and it's no wonder. Sports, live music, delicious and abundant pub food. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. Right now, it's all about helping Savannah be Savannah strong. Coach is open for lunch and dinner. Remember, it's curbside takeout or delivery only. Yesterday, John Harrison and the crew had Boston Butts ribs and chicken on the grill. All right, and you can just go right to Coach's Corner. You can see them on Facebook. You can place orders or give them a call. All right, they got everything waiting for you.
All right, I'm going to hopefully Casey Brown is waiting on in the wings. Can we use your cell phone? Because we got my cell phone going with Twitter Live. So
we can do it. Just give me the number.
Okay. Well, we're going to go off Twitter Live because I got to get Casey Brown on the air, okay? All right, let's see if I can get Casey Brown's phone number here. All right, if I can see, how do I get out of it? There we go. Place that X. We'll come back on Twitter later on. Stop the broadcast. Okay. I got to go out of here. Okay, Casey Brown up next. Got to get his phone number. Here we go. Put it on speaker. All right, we're gonna have to shift over here, so we got to keep that social distancing stuff.
Yeah.
We're calling him right now.
Good morning.
Casey Brown, how's it going?
What's going on? How are you?
Hey, if everybody can hear Casey Brown on that phone, please let us know, because I'm trying something new here. He's on the phone line. I'm on my cell phone, so let me get the volume on the microphone, and let's see what's going on. James, can you hear him? Chris Mercer, you're watching. Can you hear Casey Brown on the phone? So, Casey, how's it going since you're home for a little while?
It's going well. I'm missing school and missing the guys. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, you have an unbelievable senior year. Let me get my notes about Casey Brown. Right now, when the season was stopped, you were 15 games in. You were batting .400. Georgia College was 13-2, nationally ranked, and then the coronavirus stepped in. So, when you heard the news that the season had to stop, how did that make you feel?
I mean, we were speechless, and I guess, I mean, I've talked to my buddies. We're still speechless. It was crazy, and we knew it was going to be a special year for us. And it's just, I don't know, it's the craziest thing ever. And we still can't get over it, honestly.
Casey, hey, I know that Bryson Smeltzer, a Calvary grad, is up there with you guys. And he was talking about how special this season was becoming for you guys. And, you know, a couple things I want to ask. You know, with the NCAA giving back a year of eligibility, what's your plans? Are you planning to maybe graduate and then come back as a, you know, like a grad student and play? What's your plans for the future?
Right. Yeah, so I'm graduating in May, and I'm gonna get my MBA. So I need to come back for my master's anyway. So I'm leaning towards coming back to Georgia College and playing next year. And I think the vibe that I get from most of the guys is that everybody's gonna come back. So hopefully we can kind of catch fire next year again and keep it rolling. Because like Bryson said, we have a really good, it's an amazing group of guys. It's a special group.
Now, I know, Casey, I followed you during your whole high school career, your college career, due to, you know, good friends with Dad and you being my former ball boy way back when with Dom and Russell on the sidelines at Groves. I mean, you really, really have, gained a lot of confidence by playing in that Coastal Plain League. I know you had a tough junior year, but you went and played in the Coastal Plain League. Tell us who you played for and how that prepared you for your senior year.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I played in Fayetteville, North Carolina for the Fayetteville Swamp Dogs. And like you said, I mean, my junior year, it was a real struggle. And probably the first half of the summer, it was a struggle up in Fayetteville. And I wasn't playing as much. But then, like, early July, I just started figuring that I could play again, you know, getting that confidence back, because most of it was mental anyway. And then ever since then, you know, I haven't looked back, and it's been going well for me.
Well, I tell you, Casey, you know, that's the whole thing with athletics we talk about constantly is, you know, it's a lot of it, baseball is confidence. And to get back and continue to play, well, let me ask you this question, following up on that. Have you heard anything from the Coastal Plain League about, you know, what their thoughts are of the season? And if they do have Coastal Plain League again, are you going to play?
Yeah, that's what we have, a bunch of guys going to play in that league this summer. I think we have four with Macon, and then a couple going to North Carolina teams. And all the guys are just kind of in a wait and see mode. They haven't heard anything. We haven't heard anything from them. And I have an internship lined up this summer, but that's kind of up in the air as well. So, I mean, if I get the chance to play, especially locally in Macon or Savannah, I would jump at it, like, right away, absolutely.
And you're listening to the Carl Tomasi Sports Report on Facebook Live, Twitter Live. We had a breakaway because I had to get Casey Brown on my phone, former South Effingham High School standout baseball player, the Mustangs, taking his career up to Georgia College. All right, so give the fans or give the sports fans or the people listening what your reaction was when they said to you that we're going to have to postpone the season. What did Casey Brown think about that whole situation?
I thought about, you know, just all the work that we put in. I mean, our fall, I think our team, one of the reasons we were successful this year is we kind of committed ourselves back to getting into the weight room, and just, we put in a lot of work in the fall. And I just, my heart kind of went out to all our guys on our team, and obviously everybody else around the country. And I think Division One, they're voting on it Monday for the seniors to get another year. So hopefully they do the right thing and pass that for those Division One guys. But really, I just thought about all the hard work that we put in, and it didn't really get to pay off for us. But I know it's going to work out for us in the end.
Hey, last thing I want to ask from that perspective. You know, now that you've, I can understand the initial reaction. You know, I lost my senior year of college to injury. I tore my ACL very first day of 2 days my senior year. I played soccer in college, and I knew how gutted I was. But as you now have been able to step away for a couple weeks and look what's going on in the world, has your perspective changed about, you know, how the seriousness of this and kind of, hey, what is the balance of life in sports now?
Absolutely. I mean, the first night when we got the news, obviously it was all our season's done. But now, like you said, I mean, when you're sitting at home watching the news and you're just like, I mean, obviously life's a lot bigger than baseball and a lot bigger than sports. And our health is most important than anything. So, you know, it really puts it in perspective. You lose sight of that in the moment, like you said. But eventually, I mean, we're all blessed. We're all in good positions. So, I mean, nothing's about by any means.
Well, I know you have future plans, and like you said, you're going to have to do internship. 2018-2019, Casey Brown was a Peach Belt Conference Silver Scholar, so your grades are up there. What are you pursuing in the future once you figure out with all this coronavirus cancellations what Casey Brown's going to do?
Well, my bachelor's will be in accounting, and I'm going to do the business master's. And so I'm going to pursue that field, maybe the financial planning field as well, or instead, I should say. But yeah, that's it. So maybe I can handle your money one day, Coach Mike.
Yeah, all the money I got. I agree with you, buddy. I hope so someday. All right, let's end this right here. Okay, Casey Brown, high school standout baseball player, South Effingham High School. Played at South Georgia College. Got your way up to Georgia College and State to play baseball. If you had any advice to these seniors now that might be looking at losing their last couple of games, track meets in high school, what would you say to them?
I would say, I mean, really the thing I'm missing right now and the thing I know everybody else is missing is the guys and the relationships you made with the guys. I mean, a lot of people are going to forget the games, but just hang on to those relationships with those guys because that's what's most important. That's what we're going to remember 10, 20 years from now. So just keep in touch with your friends because, I mean, they're going to pick you up. And that's the most important thing. The games will fade after a while.
Casey, I appreciate you being my first guest, trying to set this Facebook live Twitter thing going. But once again, hey, proud of you, buddy. I got to watch you last year at that Coastal Plain game at Grayson Stadium against Bananas. And I think it just, like you said, gave you confidence. And you went into this season and you were doing a heck of a job. Hey, and thank the good Lord, you still got another year if you want to play. Keep up the great work. And I guess like you say now, go Bobcats.
No podcast. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Casey, a pleasure. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Y'all take care.
I mean, great kid, great family. You know, I mean, I called him yesterday to find out if he was definitely going to do this. What's he doing? He's with his sister helping him go through batting practice.
Yeah, because now she just came in to the University of North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah.
Tar Heels, baby.
Alex Brown.
I'm so excited. I text Kevin, and I saw the UNC part. I was like, man. That is awesome. I said, if you need anything when you get North Carolina, let me know. I said, that's my home state. I'll hook you up with, you know, anything you need to know around that area. So great to see. Kevin's just such an awesome guy. You're talking about someone who's dedicated to high school athletes and dedicated to doing things the right way. That's Kevin Brown, who's now the AD at Woodville Tompkins. And what he's been able to do over there with that school has been phenomenal. The level of athletics they've taken to. And also like volleyball last year, you know, it was unbelievable. And so Kevin's done a great job finding the right coaches, putting them in place. And so Kevin, man, you and your wife have done a great job as parents. You got two phenomenal young people just speaking, listening to Casey speak, man. What a mature young man who is going through something that, you know, at the end of the day, I think he recognizes, hey, it's a game and there's greater things going on in the world. But I think one of the most important things we take out of that, Carl, is what he said about relationships. The games, he said, you know, that will come and pass. You know, but 20 years from now, it'll be the relationships you made with those guys. So if you're a young student athlete out there, and you think you're worried about stats and games and all this other stuff, listen to someone who's been there and who will tell you that it's about the relational aspect. We talk about this as coaches all the time. But if you're a young student athlete out there, if you're a parent out there of a student athlete, those are the things that are most important. All right, and I think you're realizing that now that we don't have it. I hope when we get back to it, there'll be less emphasis on the importance of stats and wins and losses and things of that nature, that we will just appreciate the ability to be out there, all right, and understand the relational aspect is really, really, really what drives the train athletics and makes it so special.
Just a great, great job every time we have a kid on. And, you know, we do it for the kids. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for the kids. And there you go. A senior in college from South Effingham High School, Casey Brown at Georgia College. Just a great kid. A senior. He's going to get another year. Division II has already approved that. Division I will vote on Monday. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But once again, it's the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from South Effingham High School, former South Effingham High School, and now a Georgia College Bobcat, Casey Brown. So remember, your back hurts, another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. You just want to pick up something or try and strike Casey Brown out. Well, you're not going to do it, okay? With a back problem, you want to get help. So at the Weatherington Chiropractic practice. I would have slow down, coach.
It's okay, man. You got it. You just need to read the Rocky's Deli one every time.
At the Weatherstein Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Weatherstein Chiropractic Clinic is located in two locations, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, right here in good old Savannah, Georgia at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit the man, Dr. Bart Weatherstein at the Weatherstein Chiropractic Clinic for all your chiropractic needs. Well, don't forget, we have other businesses that are out there trying to keep them open. And John Henderson and the crew at Coach's Corner have had my back since I started on the radio in 2010. So let's give him some love.
All right, Coach's Corner, once again, hey, check out their Facebook page as well. Their food looks amazing. So Coach's Corner, once again, all sports, all the time. Right at the corner of Thunderbolt, Coach's Corner has been voted the best in Savannah for 20 years running. And it's no wonder. Sports, live music, delicious and abundant pub food. No matter what the season, there's always a reason to check out Coach's Corner. Right now, it's all about helping Savannah be Savannah strong. All right, support your 912. Coach is open for lunch and dinner. But remember, it's curbside takeout, delivery only. All right, yesterday, John Henderson and the crew had Boston Butts, ribs, chicken on the grill. All right, you can go to their Facebook page and order. You can call them directly. Place your order, drive up. Take it right to your car and drop it off. So see those guys at Coach's Corner.
All right, and don't forget, we're here. We've been here since 8:30 setting up, trying to get this Facebook Live and this Twitter thing running. The Facebook Live's been going great. The Twitter thing I'm having problems with, but I'll get it better for, I'll make it better for next week. So, yo, you still want some real New York Deli and Italian food? Bada bing, bada boom. Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering is open right here at 7630 Skidaway Road in Savannah, Georgia, during this social distancing problem. Yeah, he's 6 feet away, so don't worry about it. It looks like he's closer, okay? Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering will take calls for pickup at 912-354-2914. That's 912-354-2914. On the phone, Kabish. If you want Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering, the goods delivered to your front door, place the order at SavannahTakeout.com. That's SAVTakeout.com. And remember, we ain't New York. We are New York. Last one goes to you, Thompson's.
Thompson's Sporting Goods and Trophies. Once again, for over half a century, when it comes to uniforms, sporting goods, or trophies, Thompson's have got you covered. From cleats to caps, the best prices on the biggest brands, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. From baseball to soccer, volleyball to softball, yes, and football too, every season starts at Thompson's Sports Shop. So come in, get equipped at Thompson's Sports Shop. Its new location is 42 West Montgomery Crossroads, Suite C in Savannah. They're currently closed because of what's going on, but when they open back up, it'll be Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 6, and seasonal on Saturdays at locally owned Thompson Sporting Goods and Trophies, where everyone is a winner. And this real quick, I want to thank once again Sierra from Special
That's
Sports
right.
hooking us with our 912 shirts this morning. So if you want to order.
We're gonna get close on this one.
Yeah. There we go. If you want to order a short shirt, you can go to SpecialtySportsSavannah.com. That's SpecialtySportsSavannah.com and order your 912 t-shirt. All right, support all these people here.
And don't forget also over at Fleet Feet Savannah, they got a Savannah Strong shirt, which I haven't got mine yet because, you know, I don't wear a small one. So Mike Nadal and the crew at Savannah at Fleet Feet Savannah have t-shirts going on too. And also, Specialty Sports will be selling that t-shirt also. Businesses come together. We got to be Savannah Strong. Well, it's the coach and the AD on the Carl Demasi Sports Report on Facebook Live and Twitter Live. When I can get it working the right way, I'll have a better down path for next week. But hey, we're live here at Rocky's New York Deli and Italian Catering. They have pickup, they have takeout. Place your phone call, come get it, curbside service, or go to SavannahTakeout.com. Well, you know, final wrap here. We can go a little over. We don't have to worry about the hard break. But, I know. We got,
That's
you know,
a big muffler right that, there.
That, how about there's no muffler?
Yeah, no muffler on that one for sure.
I'd like to thank everybody who's tuned in or has watched on Facebook Live. We really do appreciate it. I appreciate it. First time in a long time that I haven't been on the radio. I mean, it would have been my 345th show. I mean, I'm proud to what I do. I can't believe it's 10 years. And it's because of your guys' support. Coach Chad Griffin Support, Calvary Day School, all the local businesses. And you know what? My objective here is to get more news about our local kids. And that's why I do this. I love doing it. It's not about me. I've been going around doing public service announcements to get some businesses some little publicity. Like yesterday, I did Be Local Catering. Two guys from Benedictine.
So that's a great article.
Brian Gray and Brandon Mel. They have a catering business. They have families, young kids. They got to keep it going. They were open Thursday and Friday for box lunches. Yesterday was and Thursday was from 11 to 1 and then 4 to 6 for dinner. So once again, I visited Coach Corner. I've been here at Rockies. I mean, I just want to keep it. And Bacon Park. You want to get out and get some fresh air? I know. It's been packed. Social distancing, but you got four people playing golf. They're never close until they get to the tee box. If they say 6 feet away, they're fine. But usually, they're yards apart. So Bacon Park is open up. You need some sunshine. You need some
vitamin D.
You need some exercise. Bacon Park, they're open too. So, well, Chad, I mean, it goes quick. I'm glad you joined me for this. Hopefully,
we'll do it again.
You'll be allowed to do this again. But what's it all about? It's about getting the news out to the people. I mean, I got to give you this, and I know you're not a boastful guy. You don't blow your own horn, but that segment on Georgia High School. I mean, it's one of the best I've heard in a long time. I'm glad that you can tell these people exactly what's going on. And if our kids, whether it's Georgia High School, Giza, Skiza, Gaps, yeah, if they're going to play.
Yeah, so, you know, once again with that, just stay patient. I know in this time it's tough. And listen, I talk to my student-athletes every day on the group chat and the Google Meet and, you know, checking in with them. Hey, just stay patient is what I told them. Stay fit, get out, you know, continue to run, do those stuff. So you don't know when we might get to go back. And there might be other things after that. If the season does get canceled, there might be other things. There's going to be all-star games. There's going to be other events that happen. So keep your mind right. Stay sharp. Get out and do those things. All right. Just like you, like Casey Brown said, it's about relationships. Stay in touch with your teammates. Shoot them a text. FaceTime them. All right. All these things, technology you have. Stay engaged with your teammates socially. It's about relationship aspect. And also, if you've not seen what Carl's doing on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report page about tagging seniors, I know he's had a lot of seniors, a lot of coaches send him stuff in for seniors. Keep sending that in, all right? And send that to Carl. Carl, let them know where they can post that and get that to you.
Just send it to Carl DeMasi Sports Report on Facebook, or you can go to K DeMasi, DeMasi. For my New York friends, I know it's DeMasi, but when I moved down here, I wasn't fighting anybody. So it's kdemasi@hotmail.com. Send me their bio. Send their write-up. I got a great partner in Stephen Weeks, Saber Solutions. They're redoing the Saber Solution. They're redoing the Prep Sports Report website. It's going to be better. It's going to be more attractive. And it's about the kids. And it's free. So once again, get those senior write-ups in so I can give some love to those guys. We're going to try and shoot for next week. But, you know, with all this coronavirus stuff going on, they had to go home and work and do their stuff. But Stephen Weeks is the same thing. Stephen Weeks wrote many years for the Savannah Morning News. He loves the local sports, loves the youth sports, loves what's going on here in Savannah, Georgia. So I got to give him some kudos. But this is the coach's final word. Maybe you could pass it on to your students. Maybe you'll watch this later on Facebook Live. Maybe you'll listen to the podcast. It will be podcasted. Student, athletes, keep your grades up.
Yes.
At the end of the year, you have to pass so many classes to be eligible to play in the fall. Now, we will have football. We will have volleyball. We will have softball. We will have cross country. I'm saying we will when I don't know. I can't predict when it is. You know, Herbstreet. Oh, we're never going to have anything this year. Woo. Give me a break. But anyway, you have to pass your classes. Georgia High School State Association, Giza, Skiza, Gaps, they're going to make sure you're on track to graduate. I know you lost the season. You might lose the season, but you have to keep those grades up. I'll give you an example because I know I teach at Island High School. They take six classes. They have to pass four out of six classes at the end of the school year to be eligible for the fall season. Okay? That's not my objective. I want you to pass six out of six. How do they do that at Calvary?
It's the same thing. So Georgia High School's requirements for, you know, for eligibility is the same for all of us. So make sure you're getting your grades done. Here's the other thing. I want to talk to you potential college student athletes, okay? I've seen a lot of recruiting stuff online. A couple things. One, make sure you're taking care of your social media here. All right, don't be smart with that on what you post. All right, because now, I mean, more than ever, this is how college coaches are able to communicate with you. So make sure your social media is clean. Two, you can, you know, coaches can get your unofficial transcript now. If you're talking about recruiting aspect, you rising seniors are currently juniors who might miss spring football. Okay. I've talked to a lot of college coaches here, and you can download your unofficial transcript probably off of your portal from Chatham County. It's probably what I'm guessing or I'm hearing. I know we can at Calvary and probably some other schools. Get that, because that's what the first thing college coaches are going to want is your transcript. So download that. Get that in the hands of whoever you need to at that college. Let them see it, because offers are coming out. All right, but your grades are most important. Okay, so make sure you get that downloaded, or ask your email your guidance counselor. Tell them you need a copy of your transcript so you can get that to college coaches. Coaches out there, high school coaches, hey, make sure you're communicating with these college coaches for these student athletes during this downtime. Hey, you can DM all these guys on Twitter, all these college coaches. Go to their website, hey, download all their Twitter stuff, and DM them. Say, hey, this is the kids. Huddle is the greatest thing right now for recruiting. So make sure you're getting highlights out, you're getting tapes out to all these college coaches. So, hey, if you're a rising junior right now or even a senior, do not get behind the eight ball here. Do not think, hey, it's over for me, I can't go. Hey, social media has changed recruiting. So make sure you stay on top of that.
Remember, it's student first, athlete second. The coach will come in, he or she knows you have a God-given talent, you're good, but you don't have the academics, you're gone. Character, social media, as coach just said, watch what you're doing. That's all I'm going to say. As Irk Russell used to say, do the right thing. And posting on social media can get you in trouble. Well, buddy, great job. I mean, when it goes by quick every time we get together.
Man.
And it feels good that we're not pressured by a time clock.
No time clock. I love it.
So remember, every Saturday morning from 9 till 10, I will do the Carl Tomasi Sports Report, whether it's on Facebook Live, Twitter Live, Instagram Live. I'll figure this thing out. Maybe even YouTube channel. We'll get a YouTube channel here.
Like,
but remember, as Coach's Corner always says, in my life, it's all sports all the time. It's the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. Got anything to say before I finish this out?
No, man. Hey, I'm not going to take his line, but thank you guys for joining us. Hey, we'll be thinking about questions for next week to send us, things you might want us to answer on, you know, live here, and we'll do that as well.
KDomasi@hotmail.com.
cgriffin@calvarydayschool.com. Send us anything you want. Hit us up on Twitter. Topics you like for us to discuss or talk about, or things you might want to know that is going on in the future. We'll try to get the best answer for you.
So enjoy the rest of the weekend. I know we have to do the social distancing thing, okay? But whatever you may be doing, may always hit it out of the park. And until next week, may it be the greatest week ever. We're out of here. Thanks for joining us.
See you. 912 strong, baby.
912, baby. Remember, especially sports,
support them.
Fleet Feet Savannah. They're there.
To Rocky's Deli.
Go get it and help
Number
out.
One.
And coaches, too. We'll talk to you later.